Welcome to No Compromise Radio, a ministry coming to you from Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. No Compromise Radio is a program dedicated to the ongoing proclamation of Jesus Christ, based on the theme in Galatians 2 verse 5, where the Apostle Paul said, "But we did not yield in subjection to them for even an hour, so that the truth of the gospel would remain with you." In short, if you like smooth, watered-down words to make you simply feel good, this show isn't for you. By purpose, we are first biblical, but we can also be controversial. Stay tuned for the next 25 minutes as we're called by the divine trumpet to summon the troops for the honor and glory of her King. Here's our host, Pastor Mike Abendroth.
Welcome to No Compromise Radio Ministry. My name is Mike Abendroth. I just sent out a tweet. By the way, you can follow us on Twitter at NoCo Radio. Here's my tweet that I just sent out. Recording four new NoCo shows today, especially for at Fred_Butler. Hashtag whiteout, hashtag schnee. It's snowing like mad outside. What if I can only get like three shows done today before I need to get home? I guess I could just spend the night at the church. I don't know what I'll preach in. My jeans or something. Who knows? All right. Twitter. We're up to like 490,000. Do I get authenticated at that level? Not. Some of these people that have so many followers, I just like, wow. That's interesting. Jory Micah and Jen, is it Hatfield or something like that? Interesting. Those are interesting. I mean, that's another show. Shows in the future, Christian bestsellers, best of 2016. That's coming up. That should be good. Can't wait to know what I'm going to say there. J.A. Metter's article, Questions for Andy Stanley and the Virgin on the Virgin Birth. That's a show coming up. Looking forward to that. Arminianisms, different kinds of Arminianism, stemming from an article by J.I. Packer. And more. Thanks again to Todd Friel as I got to host Wretched Radio a couple weeks ago, middle of December. I appreciate that. I think I've had Todd guest host NoCo as well. He's the only one that's ever done it. I asked James White, but he didn't return my call. James used to. I remember one time James was here. I know James used to listen to the show 1.5 speed, and I'll still take that. But I remember James was in town here in West Boylston, and he did a conference on justification. It was an excellent conference. I remember his sermon on Romans 4, 5 as well. And that's always an important thing. If you remember the sermon the guy preached, right? I remember Tom Nettles once preached a sermon, Ephesians 4. You're like, I remember the actual passage. I don't remember what he said, but I remember the passage, which is more important. Correct? Correct. And we have a little theater down the street, and it's one of those, you know, the show's already run its course, and just before it goes to Redbox or DVD, you can go to this theater for $5, West Boylston Theater. And I called James. He was at the hotel, and I just said, listen, is there anything else you need? You know, conference is over. You know, you need food. You need this. You need that. And just checking in on you. And he said, I have everything I need. And I said, okay. He said, well, what are you going to do? I don't know. It was like 3 p.m. on Saturday. I said, well, you know what? I think I'm going to go down the street to the West Boylston deal and watch the new Star Wars movie. I don't know whichever one it was. I don't like these new ones, but I said, I'm going to go watch it. He goes, I'd like to go. Perfect. So we went down. I'm like, do I like expense this? So we went in. The good news is only $5. Went in, sat down. And in those days, I would eat popcorn, movie theater popcorn. And at West Boylston Theater, they have the little fake butter thing to the side of the popcorn deal. And you can put it on yourself. And you just push this red button, and it just comes flowing out like a geyser. And it's a veritable geyser. By the way, I come in to do radio shows. This is Saturday. I come in to do shows just because I'd like to laugh a little bit. So I just imagine the three listeners, you know, it's, you know, Terry and his boys. Those are the only listeners. Fred too, once in a while. He checks to see if it's a new show or not. And if it's not, it's just like, nope. Allegedly. Anyway, I went and got the popcorn, got a lot of butter on it and stuff, you know, the fake butter. What is that stuff anyway? Anyway, for you listeners that are concerned about my health, thank you. I don't do that anymore. I get the smart corn or whatever. It's 35 calories a cup. But the problem is you need a lot of cups. I've got to start counting calories again, man, because this is bad. You're in New England. It's snowing like a banshee outside. Are banshees girls? Is that feminine? Can you say that? Is that derogatory? Banshee? I have to admit it. I went to a retail store yesterday and it's obviously a guy dressed up like a girl. And, the old mic would be probably like, ooh. The new mic, hopefully maturing mic is ew, comma, sad. Sad for these folks. Cause, you know, to quote the theologian Bono, I didn't see he's a good theologian. Don't write me the letters. This guy still hasn't found what he's looking for. Anyway, I called her a her. Called he a her. The other thing I did in that particular place was, we don't get great Mexican food here in Worcester. And living in Los Angeles for 20 years, we got, you know, it was pretty fair there for Mexican food. And I haven't really eaten at a good Mexican restaurant here. There's a restaurant called Mezcal that's not too bad. They have good guacamole. Their guacamole, there's a tropical kind with mango and papaya. And there's another kind that has corn nuts in it. And so they make it right in front of you. They put it in one of those like lava bowls or whatever they are, you know, mortar, pestle kind of things. What are those made out of? Pewter lobber? I know. Anyway, with corn nuts. So that might be okay. But anyway, we go to this mall. And it's one of those malls where literally you walk down through the mall and 2/3 of the stores are closed and the lighting's dim. It was a Friday night. It was about 8 o'clock. And, you know, there's a Best Buy there and some other stores. But it's like, oh, man. So someone told me, actually the Tuesday guy told me that his son-in-law, Jerry, said there's really great, the great best Mexican food in all of Worcester is in the mall. Now, maybe where you live, there's some Uber malls at some kind of cool Nashville mall, right? If you want movie reviews, you know, and I mean, restaurant reviews and stuff, you know, that's what they do at Theocast. But here, this is Worcester. And anyway, I went to the mall and I went over to see what the food was like. You know, they got the Chinese deal. And you're like, oh, that kind of Kung Pao chicken looks, General Gao's chicken looks like it's about 50 years old. There's like a little film skin on the top of the goo. See? You know what I'm talking about. That's why you listen to NoCo for this kind of thing, right? This is why the show must go on. 1,500 shows later, now we do restaurant reviews. Anyway, I went over and I saw the salsa and the guacamole. And about 12 different sauces for salsas and sauces. And I live in a sauceless society here in central Massachusetts. We don't have a lot of sauces. You know, you go to even the Panera breads. I'm sure this is around the country too. And it's like, well, give me some kind of good sauce. I want some, I don't know. What is that? A little olive tamponade or something. I want a mango chutney. I want salsa that's going to burn my mouth off. Something. I mean, give me some sauce to spice up this bland food. I got a taco, you know, original Mexican, and a place called Tacos Mexicos. Making sure the case of each word was the same. I was showing my son this morning in 1 John some of the accusative cases. So see, here's ending with a noon. And I got a steak taco and the salsa was awesome. Taco was awesome. I'm like, wow, finally. Now, how did I get there? I don't know what I'm talking about. This is Mike Abram of No Compromise Radio, 2 Timothy. We're doing a little series in 2 Timothy in light of Paul's final letter to Timothy before he dies. And we've seen the last two shows, the little Trinitarian introduction, and then Paul's desire to tell Timothy and his emphasis to Timothy to stir up the coals of his heart, as it were, for gospel ministry. And we come to chapter 1, 2 Timothy 1, 8 and following, where Paul's going to give the first charge. So these are charges for gospel ministry, gospel fidelity for leaders. And if you're not a leader, you could turn these into prayer requests. Pray that your pastor, your elders, do these things. Number one, we're going to do, it's going to be outline form, one word. So 7 charges, all one word. Not all one word, but all of them are one-wordedly. At least the Christian bestseller, 2016, according to the ECPA, Evangelical Christian Publishing Association, at least it has sexual fidelity at number 42. If only. I actually thought that book was going to make me rich. I thought it was going to pay off some debt. I thought, okay, here's a book everybody could use. 30 chapters, 1,000 words a chapter. You could read it super simply, easily. It doesn't take much time. Biblical perspective, gospel-centered on sex, sexual sin, sexual enjoyment in marriage. And I made 2,000 copies, you know, bought 2,000 copies, sold them out of the house. Out of my trunk, like every other self-respecting self-publisher. And I thought, you know what? I'll order 2,000, but I think I could sell 10,000. I think with the reach of No Compromise Radio and, you know, Wretched Radio and Worldview Weekend and No Compromise Television. I have a television show. You might not know this, but it's through Brandon House's Worldview Weekend. And there's a station up in Minnesota playing the show. Come on. Leave It to Beaver, Rifleman, NoCo Radio, Justin Peters. I know Justin has a new book. I should probably interview him. Anywho, I thought I could sell probably 10,000 copies. Well, I want you to know, you can do your deducing now, because I don't want to get into anything technical, anything that might, you know, litigious. I have not reordered any copies. That's one. Number two, I see some cardboard boxes over there. So I have not sold 10,000 copies. But I thought, okay, 10,000 copies, let's say make $5-7 bucks a book or something like that. That's 50,000. I thought I could probably make 50,000. Well, I've covered my expenses. I've done that at least. Oh, you just think sometimes yourself, you're such an idiot. You know, you're like, oh, just do what you did earlier. You write a book. You hope it's good for your local church. If anybody else likes it, that's great. So this is important for the people in the local church. They all struggle with this, you know, particular issue. And do it for them. And if God wants to have more people know it, fine. So, anyway. NoCo Media, baby. Number one, suffer. The first charge here is suffer in 2 Timothy chapter 1. The gospel minister must suffer. And we know, but Paul is going to remind Timothy that the gospel is worth every inconvenience. The gospel is worth every trouble. The gospel is worth suffering. And Paul in chapter 1, verse 8 and 12 have the little bookends of suffering. Chapter 1, verse 8, join me in suffering. Chapter 1, verse 12, for this reason I also suffer these things. So see, the cause is worth it. How do I know I should suffer for something like this? Well, it's worth it. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel, not for being dumb, but for the gospel, according to the power of God. No matter what happens, the Spirit of God has worked in you, Timothy, and don't you be ashamed. Don't you be a coward. Don't you back down. Don't let others intimidate you, even when it comes to what they might do to you. You just never back down. God's going to enable you. Notice at the end of verse 8, according to the power of God. I mean, think about it this way. Could temporal suffering ever change God's eternal plan that was fixed in eternity past? Well, duh, no. And that's exactly what he says in verse 9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from, are you ready? All eternity. Eternal counsels of God. Before times eternal. That's the Greek word. The worst thing that can happen to you, Timothy, is death. And it is a toothless foe. I mean, death is, it's going to hurt, but it's been conquered. 2 Timothy 1:10. But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Paul understands what Jesus did and the ultimate effects, keeping your body in the grave. The ultimate effect of having a no spiritual life in eternity with God, because Jesus has paid for those sins. Those things have been taken care of by the Lord Jesus. He's abolished death. And Timothy, you can trust the Savior. You personally know it. Verse 12, for this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed. For I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. Paul trusted. Timothy, you follow me. You trust as well. That's the inference. Suffering for the gospel. You are going to suffer. There are going to be hard times for the gospel's sake. And of course, you know, we bring on other things in our life by our own, you know, doing, our own stupidity and foolishness and sin. But you're going to have to suffer for the gospel as well. To think that we're going to get out of gospel ministries suffering when it is God's will for us to suffer. And it might not be fun, but you've got the power of God. You've got God with you. You've got the Spirit of God. You've got his word. You understand what the worst thing that can happen to you is death, and nothing's going to change. This is God's eternal purposes and counsels have determined all this. And so Timothy, suffer. Suffer well is what Paul is saying. That's the charge of gospel ministry from the get-go. I mean, here's Paul in jail. Suffer. Timothy, you're going to have to suffer. I mean, you want to follow me? Follow me. Suffer. What else does Paul say? Secondly, Paul gives a charge. Defend. So suffer is first. Defend is number two. 2 Timothy 1:13 through 18. And you are going to think about loyalty for the once delivered faith. Contending for the once delivered faith. It's Jude 3 type of language. Holding the line. You know, you capture the hill. You know, you get to Hacksaw Ridge. By the way, that's going to be a show, I think, sometime that I should talk about that. Because you watch the movie is one thing. But if you watch the documentary about whatever his name is, Desmond Decker. No, Desmond something else, Doss. Desmond Decker. There's some good songs written by Desmond Decker. You can pull those up on YouTube if you'd like. If you kind of like pre-reggae. Roots of reggae. Roots rock reggae. See how this just spirals down into my old punk rock disc jockey past. But see, you could play reggae if you were punk rocker. That was cool, right? You could just think of, you know, Sandinista and stuff like that with the Clash. You had to be liberal. You have to be Billy Bragg socialist, but it's still okay. I'd like to still listen to Billy Bragg, but I need to take out the socialist songs and like, you know, I think he had a girlfriend that was into some witch stuff. I need to take that stuff out. Paul is telling Timothy, withhold the lying language, guard language, verse 13 and 14. Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you. When he uses things like sound words and the treasure, he's talking about the Word of God, yes, but specifically the gospel, guarding the gospel. And he says, I want you to retain. There are threats from the false teachers. Maybe you even have temptations as you suffer. Paul says to Timothy, I've suffered, but I've retained. God has helped me. Timothy, retain and guard. God has given you something. And he says with an imperative, guard, preserve, this standard, the content of the gospel. Don't cut, paste, alter, change, modify. Stop preaching it. You can't do any of that. You need to keep or preserve is what you need to do. That's the word retain. That's the first word in verse 13, the first command there. He says in verse 14, guard. This is to defend. This is if you watch somebody, they're in prison. Your job is to let them not escape. Don't let any of the gospel escape you. You are to guard it from being lost, to guard it from being damaged. It's not of your own strength, even as the text says, it's from the strength that the triune God will give you. But this is language of guarding. This is, you know, you might turn the other cheek if somebody personally offends you, but you don't turn the other cheek when someone's trying to attack the gospel. You are to kill false doctrine. You are to murder it. Murder in the first degree. That's what you do. This is what's found in this word, to guard, to protect. And so you can imagine, retain, keep what you've been taught, Timothy. This is on the inside of the preacher. And you need to, you know, so don't, you know, watch out for yourself. But there are people on the outside who are after you as well. Guard against them. And what Paul says is, you know what? This is not rhetorical. This is not just language of, you know, young men in seminary getting ordained and installed in ministry. There are real people who haven't done this. There are people who have done this. And Paul lists. He says, you know what? You are aware of the fact that all who are in Asia turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. They didn't retain. They didn't guard. They were with Paul, and then they left. But Timothy, you can't do that. You've got to proclaim Christ. Remember in Colossians chapter 1, verse 28, him we proclaim. Who's the we? We're proclaiming Christ. Said in an odd way with emphasis given. Who do we proclaim? Him we proclaim. Who's the we? That was Paul, Timothy, Epaphras. The false teachers of Colossae weren't doing it, but we did. They're out of step. We're in step. We're to proclaim, present tense, to preach, to teach, to make known Jesus, the mediator, advocate, savior, risen savior, substitute, representative. There are people that didn't retain and didn't guard. Phygellus and Hermogenes did not do it. This is not just theoretical. People just stop preaching Jesus. And you know about people who are just like that. Barnhouse said if Satan really were to take over a city, here's what would happen. All the bars would close. No alcohol would be sold. There'd be happy marriages, well-behaved children, no crime. Everyone would be in churches on Sunday where Christ is not preached. And Paul says, that's not going to be you, Timothy. You retain and you guard. That's what you have to pray for your elders to do. And if you're a leader, that's what you have to do. My name is Mike Abenroth. This is No Compromise Radio. We have 24 and a half minutes for the show. We're going to get a new ending and new close pretty soon, hopefully. And you can write me, Mike@NoCompromiseRadio.com, or just generally, info@NoCompromiseRadio.com. Guys have done a great job, Jonathan and Josh, on the website, Ben's help, and Jim Spencer. You can search any show you want, great search engine, NoCompromiseRadio.com.
No Compromise Radio with Pastor Mike Abenroth is a production of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston. Bethlehem Bible Church is a Bible-teaching church firmly committed to unleashing the life-transforming power of God's Word through verse-by-verse exposition of the sacred text. Please come and join us. Our service times are Sunday morning at 10:15 and in the evening at 6. We're right on Route 110 in West Boylston. You can check us out online at bbcchurch.org or by phone at 508-835-3400. The thoughts and opinions expressed on No Compromise Radio do not necessarily reflect those of WVNE, its staff, or management.